Oh, man. Oh, I love that music. 7:37 here on a Friday. As we welcome in some special guests here on this Friday morning, you can feel football in the air. You gotta love it. I say good morning from your Brattleboro Colonels boys high school football team. In the studio this morning, Calvin Gold. Get up there, Calvin. Say hi there, brother. Get right on that thing. There you go. Say hi again, Calvin, so we can hear that voice.
Hey there. How are you?
What's Calvin drinking for a morning wake-up over there?
Black tea. Not a coffee guy.
Black tea in high school. Aaron Petrie's here. Aaron, say good morning.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
And Tyler McNary's there. Get right on there, Tyler.
How's it going?
Get on there, Tyler.
Get right on.
There we go.
Hello.
Yeah. Look at Aaron coaching you up. And Noah White's here.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing, Noah?
I'm good. How are you?
You're doing all right? All right. So we say, Calvin, you are a senior, you're a middle linebacker, and you're a guard. And how stoked are you for tonight?
I am fired up. It's been, 20 months since we've played real tackle football. I can't wait.
And that's the thing. And we're going to talk about tonight's game. We're going to talk about, obviously, the differences between this year and last year. But let's talk about last year and give some props to those seniors from last year who, let's face it, they got a raw deal when it comes to football and the year just being kind of convoluted and everything. Aaron, obviously, you're on the team last year. We got to give some shout-outs to our seniors who graduated last year because, you know, as you guys get ready for what we hope is a normal season, it wasn't very normal last year, was it?
Yeah, I mean, our seniors, Henry Thurber, Trinley Warren, Elijah Isham, I mean, that's just a few of them, but they just kind of, got a bad deal. I mean, Elijah was a lineman, and he had to play 7-on-7 and try to catch a football, and it was tough. I mean, they made it work, though.
And you did, absolutely, and you guys played through. Noah, was it kind of frustrating? That's an understatement. How did it feel last year, this weird season? Did you hope at some point we're going to play 11-on-11 eventually?
Yeah, I mean, I actually broke my collarbone early on in the season during a practice, so I was kind of just cameraman for the season, but yeah, I was pretty frustrated watching the guys out there. They were all pretty upset about it, but we got through it.
And Tyler, obviously, you're a nose guard, so needless to say, you're going to be getting some contact tonight, right?
Oh yeah, big part of the job, contact.
What do you prefer? You play nose guard on defense, your left tackle on offense. Do you prefer running and hitting somebody or taking the hit?
Definitely running and hitting. Feels a lot better.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, absolutely. And Calvin, what have you heard about Bellows Falls tonight, our neighbors from the north coming down this evening?
We've definitely heard a whole lot about them, and we haven't stopped hearing about them for the last 2 years. That's a huge game. I mean, we haven't played them in a real football game since 2019 in Rutland, so everyone, they're coming ready to play, and we are too. We want to hit.
And Aaron, it is. Here we go. You actually get to tackle this year, unlike last year, which I believe was just one hand, right?
Yeah. Since it's a 7-on-7, it's just a one-hand touch. We weren't allowed to wear pads or nothing. But, yeah.
And a little different this year.
Yeah.
And so, Noah, obviously, we want you to be healthy this year.
Yeah. I'm definitely ready to go.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
And what have you heard about Bellows Falls? What kind of offense do they run?
Really, they just run the ball. They just run with their fifth year running back this year. I guess he's gotten pretty big, but I think we're ready to take him down.
So that's where Tyler comes in. Tyler, you got to stuff that gap, man. You got to take over that line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah. We've been working in the offseason. I think we're ready to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how is the rest of the team feeling right now, Calvin?
I think they're all fired up. Everyone's ready to go. And a lot of guys, it's their first year of getting to get out on a real football field, so everyone's fired up. Everyone wants to go. These kids, they're psyched.
I know who's really, really fired up, Aaron, and that would be your coach, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Coach ready to go?
Coach Pacheco has been talking about it since day one. I mean, he's all ready. He's hyped up.
It's going to be fun for you guys. So how do you know, the rest of the day, obviously the game is not till a little later tonight. How do you guys prevent yourselves from getting too geeked up, too excited? What do you do, Noah, to kind of stay balanced before the game?
I like to listen to like some mellow music and stuff and relax. Just get in the zone, really.
Yeah, what do you listen to for music?
I listen to a lot. I listen to kind of every genre, but yeah. I like to listen to the mellow stuff before a game and stuff.
Tyler, who has the worst musical taste on the team?
Oh, that's got to be Aaron, I think.
Oh yeah, why? What does Aaron listen to?
Just Not very good music.
Yeah.
In the locker room, he always asks for the aux. Never works out.
What's the aux? What is that? The box where you guys play the boom?
Yeah, that's the speaker.
Nice. And so what do you listen to, Aaron, that's obviously making Tyler upset?
You know, everything. I mean, rap and country. Hey, I take requests from everybody.
All right.
I'm just a Debbie Downer.
Calvin, who's got the best fashion sense on the team?
Oh, best fashion sense? I don't know. I don't know if I can really give that to myself, but certainly, yeah. Certainly not Tyler, I can tell you that.
Tyler's got the what? Tyler looks pretty...
I don't know. He's looking dressed up.
He's got some stain-resistant Dockers on. I mean, come on.
The mullet is something. I like it.
It's Tyler's bringing the mullet back. Hey, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have one when they were actually new. That's how old I am. Oh, yeah. Seriously. Yeah, we're talking like the Kentucky waterfall mullet I had. It was a good time. Hey, listen, you guys, we are psyched. It feels like football out there. There's a little bit of a chill in the air. And when you get to the field tonight, you guys are going to be like levitating and be so pumped up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck tonight, all right? Obviously, the game is on your home for Colonel Sports on the Coda and Coda Colonel's Radio Network, 99.5 The Beast. Evan Chadwick, Mike Hack, call the action, and you can get that at 99.5thebeast.com as well. It starts up at 6:40 with the Colonel's pregame show, Beat Bellows Falls, guys.
Hell yeah.
You know it?
Yeah.
All right, we're pumped up. All right, Calvin Gold, Aaron Petrie, Tyler McNary, and Noah White from your Brattleboro Colonels Boys High School football team.